Through the years, John Eldridge has learned some key things about spiritual growth as he's walked with God. Today on Making Your Life Count, listen as John shares more about that journey.
The pace of our lives in this world is absolute madness. Most of us are running on fumes and we're going. And if you want to care for your soul, if you want to be intentional about that, you're going to have to change the pace because you have to create room for it. And that means there's a day a week where you have some room. You've got a couple hours that aren't filled with any demands and you can begin to pay attention to your soul. So I would just say the first step is pace. You've got to clear some room and slow the pace down. And then you need to begin to pay attention to your story. Your life is a story, and it's a story that makes sense, but only within the light of Christ. And so to begin to look at pieces of your story that may have done harm to your soul, you may need to look at your childhood and what your relationship with your parents was like.
John learned to slow down and pay attention to his soul.
You may need to look at first loves that were lost. You may need to look, for example, at neglected grief. Talking with someone about your story is absolutely wonderful. It's not shameful. It doesn't mean you're crippled. You just often need someone else to help interpret your story and invite the healing presence of Christ.
What do you think? If you take time and focus on your relationship with God, trust me, you will not regret it. Do you want to learn more about knowing God personally? Go to makingyourlifecount.com and click the Who is Jesus tab.